In Northwest News on KPLU, advocates of the initiative that legalized recreational marijuana in Washington are upset with something the state legislature did, something they say could stymie the fledgling pot industry. KPLU Law and Justice reporter Paula Whistle explains.
By and large, legal pot advocates support what lawmakers did. Among other things, marijuana taxes were simplified and local municipalities given more flexibility in locating pot businesses. But the same legislation that did those things also makes it illegal to set up private cannabis clubs. Not only that, according to Seattle City Attorney Pete Holmes,
it makes it a felony to actually operate a business like this. And frankly, it's a stupid provision. I think that it's overkill.
Holmes says instead the state should be encouraging private cannabis clubs, places where tourists and even renters whose landlords don't allow pot could go and legally use what they've purchased. He says it's necessary because by law public consumption is already forbidden. What really irks Holmes and some marijuana business owners is that they were unaware the no private cannabis clubs provision had even been added until the bill had already passed. One owner sees it as evidence that while the war on drugs may be waning, the moral war on marijuana continues. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.